Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If private sector companies reported their financial results with the same accounting practices used by the federal, state, or local governments or school districts, the owners would be sued for fraud. I recently analyzed the United States government's fiscal year September 30, 2016 financial statements to identify how much it owed. The information does not appear on the balance sheet. You see, the balance sheet leaves out the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. A supplementary schedule lists the net present value of the projected revenues and expenditures for these programs over the next 75 years at a deficit of $46.7 trillion. However, this figure is not how much was owed as of 6 months ago. Actually, nowhere in the 64-page financial report is this figure disclosed. Since this constitutes a majority of the federal government's liabilities, wouldn't it make common sense to list that amount? Unfortunately, politicians and bureaucrats who want to keep their jobs don't want the public to know the actual size of this massive hole. I tried to identify how much the federal government owed. From the Social Security and Medicare schedule, I backed out the figures for all future tax collections and also all payments for people who are not yet part of the workforce as of 6 months ago. But I made a mistake. The schedules do not break down how much of payments that will be made to workers now in the workforce were owed at last September 30. In error, I picked up the full amount, which included some liabilities that would be accrued in the future. To correct that, using employment data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I have now allocated how much of the reported liability was for those in the workforce that was owed as of September 30 last year. Including the rest of the liabilities on the government's balance sheet, I now project that total federal government liabilities as of 6 months ago were somewhere between $90 and $110 trillion. That is still several times higher than what the government and other media are talking about. When will they start telling the truth? That's it for this time. Come back tomorrow for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.